Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, and your hand on us. And we thank you, Father, that we look to you for guidance every day. And as we do that, you will lead us. We can make our own plans, but our steps are ordered of the Lord as we allow them to be. Thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, last week we talked about a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. It's interesting because the Lord ministered to me and woke me up. I record these ahead of time as much as possible. The Lord woke me up. I've got it written down here on January 30th of 2020 with a scripture. And I didn't know what it said, so I just went to it and looked at it, and it was Mark chapter 4, verse 1. Now, this doesn't really tie in with what I'm going to share, I don't think, but this is what it said. The Amplified says, "And again," or "again, Jesus began to teach by the lake." He began to teach. Again, he began to teach. So before last week, I wasn't sure if we were going to continue on with the podcast or how I'd take a break from it or whatever. But the Passion said, once again, the Passion Translation, once again, Jesus went to teach. So I was saying, okay, Lord, apparently I'm supposed to keep teaching on this. So we'll keep doing this format as long as the Lord gives the scriptures. If you'll keep giving me scripture, we'll just keep sharing them. Now, basically, all I'm doing is just getting a scripture from out of my spirit, just kind of comes to me, and I just read it, and I'll read it in different translations, and primarily the Passion Translation, because currently that's what I'm really studying out of and reading. But I'll look at other translations and just kind of encourage you with it. That's really just letting the Word do its work. Amen. Because the Word works. Psalms 103, let's look at verses 1 through 5 today. Very familiar passage of Scripture. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." You know, there was a great song years ago. Part of the psalm was actually written in a worship chorus. You know, I really miss the worship choruses and praise choruses that were based on the word. And we sang the word, not about the word, even though we did sing some of that. And we sang about the Lord and to the Lord, but we sang the word to him. That's what I enjoy doing still. But here again, the psalmist is saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." Okay, soul, my mind, will, and emotions, you will bless the Lord and all that is within me. A lot of times the word heart is used for soul, or it can be used for spirit, or a combination of the two. But I love this, I love to sing that. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." See, that's what we're to do every day. Even if you don't feel like it, sometimes I know I've not felt like it, but I know that's the time I need to bless God. And I just tell my soul, soulish realm, you're going to bless God. You're going to praise God, even when it's challenging to do that. And I know all of us have faced challenges, but I just want to take this moment. I believe the Holy Spirit's leading me. Just God is with you. God loves you. If you're a believer, you're his child, and you can bless his holy name. And he goes on to say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Sometimes my soulish realm just forgets really the benefits, and I start looking on the negative as opposed to the positive. And but he has benefited us so much. He has given us so much to enjoy in this life. Who forgives all your iniquity and who heals all your diseases. You know, lately, Joanne and I have been taking communion a lot more. And it means so much because our iniquity, our sin, everything that we have done out of line with God's word, he forgives us through that covenant. And he heals all our diseases because he already has done it on the cross. Praise God. Of course, I want to read this from the Passion Translation. It starts off, "With my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, the Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration." Isn't that beautiful? My soul can celebrate. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you've done for me? Praise God. So many things he's done for us. He has redeemed. Let's read on. Those are his benefits. And he forgives all our iniquity and all our diseases. And let's read the passion of that. Verse 3. "You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease." You know, God wants to minister to you and heal you emotionally. He wants to heal you physically. He's already provided that for us in Christ Jesus. And that's what he's done. And then we're reading from the other translation, "Who redeems your life from the pit." The Passion Translation there says, "You rescued me from hell and saved my life." It goes on to say, "Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy." The Passion says, "You've crowned me with love and mercy." And it goes on to say, in the other translation, "Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Now listen to the Passion on this one. "You satisfy my every desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I soar again like a flying eagle in the sky." If you go, look at that. If you go from verse 1 to verse 5 in this, you'll see that because of his determination to praise God and his soulish realm, my mind, my will, my emotions, and then his whole spirit man is saying, "I will praise God. How could I ever forget what you've done? You've done so many wonderful things for me. You've healed me. You've delivered me. You have forgiven me. And you've crowned me." Praise God. And then on top of that, you satisfy me, and then you supercharged me. Hallelujah. You know, it says you supercharged my life so that I can soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. Lately, I've been seeing hawks all over the place. And we've had one fly by our window several times. I missed it, and Joanne said, "Look at that hawk." But I love to see them soar. I love to see God's nature, God's creation just soaring in the sky. And that's the way he wants us to be. He wants us to praise him and worship him from our whole heart. Father God, we thank you, sir, that we can praise you and worship you from our soulish realm, from our spirit realm, and that you have ministered to us in so many ways. Hallelujah. Well, you've given us benefits. You've forgiven us. You've healed us. You've rescued us. You've crowned us, and you satisfy us. And praise God, you have supercharged us with life, with Zoe life, so that we are life and light bearers. In Jesus' name, Lord, we will walk out this day in your love and in your light. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.